This club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
You win it, the new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But you never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how you doing?
Doing very well. Killed Aston Villa 3-0. 3 points, exactly what we need in this tight race for top four. You buzzing?
I'm buzzing. It wasn't always pretty at times. We came out a little slow. Penalty, I don't want to hear any more about whether or not we deserve that penalty. All that matters is that we rolled in the second half. Dominant team. The mark of a good team is that you can get results even when you don't play well. And I don't think we played that great today at the beginning, but we still kind of dominated the day. So things are looking up. Mason Greenwood looks like a player.
I mean,
Pretty good.
I would say top 18-year-old in Europe, probably shooting for top U21 in Europe. Hottest prospect out. Fresh haircut. Hits the ball on his left. Hits it on his right. I mean, Pepe Reina, no chance. That was unbelievable hit from Mason. And he looked like he was going to score earlier in the game as well.
He did.
Could have had a brace. Bruno could have a brace. This guy said we didn't play well. I mean, look, it wasn't like tear him down 7-0, but we did dispatch Villa with confidence. They had nothing in their tank. It's a bad Villa side. Like you said, traveling away. Can't always be 100% from start to finish. The lads get a lot of playing time. So you have to think that the rough start was probably them dusting off the cobwebs a bit.
I'm not going to play the 3-0 clean sheet.
I think you were complaining.
I'm just being critical. I'm not complaining. I'm being critical. And I'm only being critical because we did come out a little slow. We probably didn't press high enough. They had a couple chances, right? They hit the bar. We can't forget about that. So once we got the penalty, totally different scenario. It was like we were cruising and it was no problem at all. But that happens and no big deal. But what do we complain? Marches on. Was it 17 games unbeaten?
Hoodie's unbeaten. United unbeaten. Ole is at the wheel. That song's definitely back. Ole in all day, every day, sir. You know, our good friend Rio Ferdinand.
He's at the wheel, man. He's doing it. He's doing his thing. Man United are back.
And we do feel like we are back. I mean, it's a shame we're playing so well. And we, you know, Leicester, 1 point ahead of us. Chelsea, 1 point ahead of us. I have to think, my gut tells me, it's coming down to that last game against Leicester. We got to win it. That'll be tricky. But Manchester United of old, you know, we would win leagues on the last day like it was nothing. And we should be able to make top four on the last day like it was nothing. Brendan Rodgers is going to try to spoil it, the ex-Liverpool chump. But I have confidence United can get it done. And it would be heartbreak if they couldn't.
The real thing I want to do is I want to be fighting for third instead of fourth on the last day. You know, I want to be going for that position. If we beat Leicester, we get third place and gazump Chelsea. Because I think if we win out, we're going to have that opportunity. Chelsea's going to drop points eventually. And I think we have to try and win out. And
well, they play Liverpool. Chelsea.
But Liverpool's going to put out a bunch of kids. You know that.
Well, they haven't yet. I think they will with Chelsea because they'll look to us. And that's like the major troll move. Shout out to Sir Alex Ferguson. Used to do that back in the day. He put out the kids if the league was locked up and Liverpool needed a win. Something to that effect I could see happening for sure from Liverpool's side. Chelsea, I don't see them dropping points. They don't look great, but they're getting away with it.
They don't look great. Whereas United have often looked great. Today, we looked great at times. Didn't start great, but aren't complaining about the performance. Whereas they, you know, were kind of holding on for a 3-2 win over, who was that, Palace, who we do have to play, I think, in a couple of weeks.
No, yeah, and Chelsea, they have Sheffield United tomorrow at 5:30 p.m.
Saturday.
Is that Saturday? Well, for some reason, Google is telling me tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., sir, so we'll have to double-check that one. But then, I don't know, Chelsea plays Sheffield United, they play Liverpool, they play Wolves on the last day.
Those three
games, now that I look at it, I got it on my phone here, I'm thinking we got a shot at third. Because our schedule is definitely easier on the run-in. We have to be Leicester no matter what. I think I want the boys to win out. I think Man United win out. Let's go into next season. Let's compete for the league, right?
All day. The way they've been playing, even today, everybody's playing so well, right? Even like, you know, everybody, there's so many standout performances, right? Today, Greenwood played really well. Pogba looked terrific, as did Bruno once again. Martial hit the bar. You know, Rashford had his moments, and the team's going to keep getting better. I mean, that's what I was saying is I was only complaining because we never got a second
gear. Well, the defense really never got a second. Shaky.
The defense has
looked shaky. Looked like, I mean, it was just like you.
Lindelof looked a little shaky. You know, AWB had one of his probably worst games as a United player. Didn't look his best today, especially in the beginning part.
No,
he's a little nervous.
Look, we have to wait for the game where it just doesn't come in the 30th minute. We're not getting that penalty. We're not getting that early goal. And we actually have to earn it in the 80th plus. You know, that's like Fergie time for a reason. It's like when you need it, you got to get it. And we haven't seen these lads kind of like have a lead, give it up, score a late winner. That is usually the times where you really define your season, where you're winning games in that fashion, even more so when you look like you shouldn't be winning it. But for me, Harry Maguire, Lindelof, and De Gea, the only time they were really like backpedaling, they just got done. Their decision making under pressure does not look good. De Gea isn't bailing out the back line when we make mistakes. It just looks like a mess back there. And that's a complete contrast to everything going forward from the Pogba Matic midfield up front. Obviously, I'm going to say Luke Shaw's playing lights out, Wan-Bissaka's playing lights out, but those three players right now, I don't have a lot of confidence in. And, you know, there's going to be some more nervy moments that we're going to face because every time they're kind of in trouble, they make it look worse.
I think you're right. I think you're onto a point because in many ways it's not as bad because all of the other players that don't play on the back four or as the goalkeeper have been playing so well and playing so much defense, running back, right? You've seen it from Paul. Paul was running all over the place today, as was Bruno, right? The strikers always come back and play defense as well. So the center backs have looked exposed at times for sure. I think a center back is going to be a priority. You know,
no,
we're going to try and get Sancho in because that's the big money deal that everybody wants done. And he's the hot player. But a center back has got to be number two.
No, it's the one. It's crazy because coming into Project Restart, we were like worried about getting the goals. And then you get into Project Restart, you start flipping over the cards. You're like, okay, actually, Greenwood's a worldie.
Yeah, we got goals.
Absolutely killing it. Pogba's back. Bruno's like, you know, our Portuguese Magnifico. We're fine in the attack. Probably need a little more depth off the bench just for rotation if you're talking about next season. But when you look at the center backs, that to me is the biggest eyesore, mainly because I think it's a confidence issue, it's a chemistry issue. We just don't look like we have it. And if you want to win the leagues, that's what you need to have confidence in. You have to have confidence in your center back pairing. That's got to be very strong. United's always done it. Steve, Bruce, Vidic, Ferdinand. I mean, you need a cornerstone, a center back pairing for this team to go on and win titles or win Champions League. Like Ramos, you look at the best teams, like even Atletico Madrid, great defense. You know, De Gea is a great shot stopper, but out of the back, he doesn't look too great playing out of the back. So I think we're starting to see that Achilles heel. You know, Dino, he's available. You know, he's probably going to go back to Sheffield. We don't know, but, you know, I doubt they're going to make too many moves, but throughout an entire season, that might hurt us, especially you think about depth at center back.
But you also think that, like, we got a transfer window coming up. We don't even know when it's opening, first of all. And this might be the new priority because goals are coming. We got goals. I mean, I wish we had a Gallo on a long-term deal. But if you're not losing Pogba and you got Bruno Fernandes, you got Martial, you got Rashford, you got Greenwood, you got a Gallo on the bench, you got James on the bench, you got a bunch of young players coming up, you do have goals. We need meanness. We need like a mean defender. And we're kind of thinking we're missing that. Bai is supposed to be it, but I think we need like a Cabali. We need someone with speed that's going to bail out Maguire. Maguire, you know, can play the ball out well. He's good in the air. He's good at headers. But you just need someone that's going to be a bruiser, an enforcer. And I think Maguire can play that way. Sometimes we've seen it in glimpses, but he's not consistent enough just like smashing folks.
No, he's a ball-playing center back. He's not, you know, smashing folks.
He does he can't do it consistently.
No, absolutely, and that's not what his role is for. But the good thing about this United team is that we're set up really well to hold the ball, break down oppositions who are intent to defend. That was exactly the opposite of what we were good at before COVID came. And then now it seems like we're handling that with ease, and we're kind of a one-trick pony right now, and that's all we need to be to get through the end of the season. Because in the FA Cup, we might need to play the Chelseas and the Cities of the world where, you know, our back line is really getting to step up. But as far as the league, as far as top four is concerned, we have easy teams, we have an easy ride, and we just need to just like break them down, score four, call it a day. And I think we can do that. So it's actually good. Get us to transfer window, maybe look at some options at center back, maybe deal Phil Jones, etc. So I'm not saying that this is going to kill us right now in the race for top four. We're actually set up well right now. And next season is really what I'm thinking about. So we already are counting the silverware we're going to win. We're already popping the champagne. We're getting the champagne on ice ready for top four.
Think about the devil.
You know, now we're thinking about competing for the league next year. Because at the end of the day, you got to win titles. You got to win English Premier League titles. It's got to be 21 times.
It does. And it really does. And everybody at the club is saying the right things. That like top four is just a stepping stone. That is not the overall objective. We're not Arsenal. We are going for titles. We are not going to allow Liverpool to remain in that perch very long. Because this league is volatile. Look at how things have swung up and down. 20 points up, 20 points down. If we can keep this together, ride momentum, get a couple additions, I think we could challenge all day. Because it's all about confidence.
We're playing on no perch. They're not on a
perch. Temporary perch.
It's not a perch.
We're still above them. We still got 20.
We're on the perch. They're not on the perch. You can't win one league. Kicks off the
perch. They haven't won one league. They've won 19 leagues.
I mean, well, one. We still got one more. So we're still on
above
the perch.
Them. How dare
you? Are you a Liverpool fan?
Sir, never. Okay. I'm a Liverpool fan, yes. This is like the
200. You bring up Liverpool all the time. You're saying they're on a perch. I don't know. All right. Quick PSA for the podcast. Sir, you know how it is. Should I let you get a last word on defending yourself not being a Liverpool fan before I do the PSA?
Hate the Scousers. I hate the Scousers, but I'm like working on an article for the vlog about why the Scousers are the worst fans probably in world football.
Yeah, I did see a draft of that. really excited for where that article is going to go. That's the insights you're going to get. Talk about the blog, AmericanRedDevils.com, if you haven't checked it out.
Still the intro.
This podcast, for fans by fans, we don't have any ads. No, nothing. Just us. Yapping on the couch talking about the team we love. And if you like it, please drop a review for us on iTunes. It's how we're found organically by the fan base. We absolutely love you guys. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're getting off the ground. We also have some kick-ass merchandise, AmericanRedDevils.com. Click on store. Glazers Out scarves, I think, for $9.99. We got the Glazers Out sale because we're protesting the ownership. We got the inaugural Manchester inaugural American Red Devils scarf that's almost sold out. We're going to be getting new scarves next season. I dropped that on Twitter, so you can check out our new design. Has pretty much every trophy Manchester United has ever won. I tried to squeeze it in there on the back of the scarf. Looks very impressive when you see all those trophies. 20 EPL titles, 3 Champions League. I mean, FIFA Club World Cup, sir. We got a lot of FA Cups. It looks just awesome. Can't wait to have that scarf. We're going to do it in black this year. You gotta drape yourself with all that history, all that silverware. It's gonna be great. At the bar, you can show the Arsenal fan, hey, see, we're better than you. This is why we won it all.
We're gonna have to probably wait to print them, right? Because there's some more silverware up for grabs. We can add 2 more pieces before we're out.
I hope we do, and I'll squeeze them in there. You check it out on Twitter or on Facebook. I shared on our Facebook page and Twitter as well. That's the PSA. That's the quick ad. Let's jump into the match recap. Aston Villa 0 versus Manchester United at Villa Park, sir. The lineup. We all knew it. It's the best 11. It's great that we do have a best 11. It's been a while. Deuce is world number one in net. The Maguire, Lindelof, clown show at the back at the minute. They can earn a better nickname. Luke Shaw, the impossible meat pie, looking absolutely lights out. Aaron Wan-Bissaka on the right. Matic, Pogba midfield. Bruno, our Portuguese Magnifico, number 10. Rashford on the left. Martial at number 9. And Mason Greenwood, son, on the right. What a lineup. This came out. I was like so stoked. Do it again. Fill it up again.
It's a very good feeling. It's been what, since 2006? Last time we had a team 4 times on the trot that was unchanged. Like you said, not a big Fergie thing. He would always switch it up, which was what he was so good at. Yep. He got away with switching it up like to an unbelievable degree. But it's nice to see it because this is a different type of season. Last push. And it's all about the sprint. And right now it's about form. And these boys are playing well together in the starting 11. So it's good to see them all just lining up.
No, I was thrilled to see this lineup. I was very confident. It's a poor Villa side. Poor Villa side going down.
Even Grealish didn't look good today.
Not a lot to write home about. Grealish looks like he's out of there. Really. Rumors about him coming to United and whether or not the deal is done. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Jumping in first half, United did start slow. I was tweeting a lot about John Moss. Don't rate the ref.
He's not quick.
That whole Matic foul early on where like Matic got dragged down, not a free kick. And then I think Bruno bumped the Villa player. He calls a free kick in a dangerous area. As soon as that happens, you're just like, oh my God, what another mare of a game from John Moss. It seems like calls fouls he shouldn't, chops up the game. We really just couldn't get into a flow, right? We couldn't keep the ball. Villa was actually getting a lot. They were pressing pretty well. we couldn't get the ball out of our half, and it just looked sloppy. So very slow, sloppy stuff from United. Third minute, good early chance from Greenwood after a nice ball from Bruno, but the youngster can't connect. I mean, this was the one bright spot there. And in the 18th minute, Grealish missed a good chance to put Villa ahead. And then here, this is the one I'm talking about. You know, back and forth, sloppy stuff. Then Villa hits the post. De Gea beaten. Our center backs beaten. It didn't look great. Here we're starting to be like, uh-oh, what kind of game we're going to have? And then, you know what? There's always going to be some controversy when you're Manchester United. The haters are going to hate. Penalty or no penalty, I don't really care.
The wisdom of Solomon. It's a very, very difficult one to make one's mind up about. Just watch Cancer. Is he really going through the player? No, he puts his foot onto the ground and then he basically swivels and falls back onto his leg. But it's been given. Penalty given. And Bruno Fernandes has been immaculate from 12 yards. Fernandes converts again and Manchester United lead again. They are in the groove. He is certainly in the groove.
Bruno is absolutely automatic from the spot. Who cares whether or not that was a legit penalty? Look, the ref called it. VAR looked in a few different angles. They didn't overrule it. Quit your whinging. It's a penalty. Bruno to the spot, scores 1-0 to Manchester United. I don't give a fuck if you think it's not a penalty or not.
It wasn't worth it because we had to hear so much about it. They just like complained about it the entire game.
NBC LFC, right?
The whole game. I think
that was really weird. That was a really weird obsession. They kept talking about it. It was like a 10-minute conversation.
They thought it was a free kick for Villa. It's a penalty.
I mean, the way I look at it, honestly, is I've seen dives called as pens. First of all, that wasn't a dive. The way I would classify it as a pen, if I'm going to even, this is a tough case to present to the court.
Let's hear it.
Penalties.
Sell me. I'm very biased. I'm already sold.
No, I know. I don't know why I'm explaining to the Manchester United. So the defender lunged in. He lunged in and then Bruno stopped the ball and then his momentum took him into the defender. Whereas if the defender wasn't there, he might have been able to complete the spin move. But Bruno did touch the ball. The defender did not get the ball, and Bruno did make contact with the defender. Clearly, it's a soft one. It's a very, very, very soft one. But if you're going to say Ja Moss is going to call it, he hates Manchester United, and then VAR is going to uphold it, then then who cares? Because they scored. Manchester United 1-0. Get on with your day.
That's it.
Yeah.
End of.
I mean, I'm loving it.
Moss, there's no way. I mean, like, I shouldn't be in arguably better shape than the ref.
No, you shouldn't.
And it's bad because I'm not in good shape. And the ref is like, he was sweating his ass off. Hey, he needed the water break more than the players.
You and John Moss doing the 40-yard dash.
We'll do it for charity. I'll do my knee out.
Something tells me John Moss ain't showing up to that one.
You don't think?
No, but I saw United fans argue on Twitter about it. That's not a penalty. It's like, at the end of the day, you know how many penalties have been called our way that weren't pens before VAR? I mean, this one, you're splitting hairs. It was very favorable to us, but I'll take every single call right now. We're trying to make top four. We're dying. We're absolutely dying. 37th minute. Much better from United after the goal. Again, this woke us up. Greenwood gets a great opportunity. I mean, this is another great chance. He does a shimmy shake. The way Greenwood looks like he's going to go left, right. The defender is like, Mings ain't got a chance. They're like frozen. 45th, Bruno. Oh, amazing header opportunity. Just missed top left-hand corner. Reyna had nothing doing here. This is a great play from Luke Shaw as well. And then the 45th minute, Sir Mason Greenwood.
De Fernández, atención, va por la espalda, sigue, viene el toque para Marcial, le puede pegar Marcial, Marcial con Greenwood, le pega Greenwood, le pega, ¡gol! ¡Gol del Manchester United! Lo hizo Greenwood, qué jugador, la inició Marcial. Un gran contragolpe por parte del United. 2-0.
2-0 to Manchester United. What a goal by Mason on the right foot. If you watch the replay, Mings thinks he's going to go on his left. He freezes him and then just absolute rockets, sir, past Pepe Reina. 18 years old. Can he do anything wrong?
Que jugador, what a player. What a finish on his weak foot. I mean, it went so fast. The amount of power that he's able to generate off of his so-called weaker foot. He doesn't have a weaker foot. He is an unbelievable talent, 18 years old, and is the most informed striker we have at the moment, even though Martial scored a hat trick, 10 days ago. But Greenwood looks just untouchable. He looks so good.
He's undroppable for sure. And, you know, 18 years old. Rashford, I mean, everyone was idolizing Rashford 18, but Rashford 18 didn't look like Greenwood 18. And it's just like, this is the next evolution. Greenwood, I mean, he should be playing number 9. I thought about that. I was like, why isn't he in the hole? I mean, for us, you see him on the right. He does come in and get the ball. And actually, shout out to Martial. Unselfish from him. I thought he was going to take a bad curler chance. Lays it up for Greenwood. Gets the goal, the crucial second goal. I mean, teams clicking all. I saw Pogba laid off to Bruno. Bruno gets his goal. This is a type of play. It's almost easy. You know, the players, there's so many threats, and they're being unselfish. No one's forcing it. It's fluid. I love it. This is classic Manchester United.
No, beyond just Greenwood's unbelievable finishing, everyone's playing unselfish, right? They're looking for the pass. They're looking for the ball. And they're also, they're pissed at this point. Up until the third goal, they were still mad at each other. And they were pushing each other. And they wanted that third goal because they know they can perform better. That's the only reason I was like criticizing from the jump, is because they know they never got a second gear. We could have destroyed this Aston Villa team today if we were playing our game.
The second half got kind of boring. Like, it was just kind of like Villa gave up. It was kind of sad.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
But I do like for me, Greenwood coming on and getting all these goals, it kind of like lights the fire under Rashford and Martial a little bit. And you kind of see that where Rashford's left on the pitch trying to get that goal. And I did, you know, I have my fantasy team. I'm dying, Rashford. You got to finish that, you know.
You need Greenwood. Got to pick up that Greenwood. I got the Greenwood, Martial, Bruno Fernandes trilogy.
I still got De Gea, sir.
Dying. Hey, you got a clean sheet.
All right, jumping halftime, you think Ole said anything to the boys? He was on the touchline before this goal. He was kind of not. I did like that he wasn't impressed, even when we were up that goal. He was kind of looking at it, didn't like what he saw. Again, poor Villa side. So what do you think Ole was saying at halftime?
No, I mean, I think Ole was not satisfied with the performance he saw. It was a little bit better right at the end of the first half, but the team could play a lot better. You know, we got a fortuitous penalty. And we did kick on from there, but he knows the team's capable of more. And I think the team knows they're capable of more. And that's what we want to see. They came out of second half and they looked pissed.
He didn't quite give him the hair dryer. Ole, Mr. Nice Guy. United came out hot. 49th minute, Aaron Wan-Bissaka missed a header after a great ball from Rashford. Again, Rashford with great service. 56th minute, Rashford gets his goal, but Pogba is just way offside. I don't know. What was he doing? He like made this run and didn't. I don't know. Pogba, this was a riot. You watched the replay. 57th minute, Martial with a great chance, but can't shoot quickly enough. And look, Pogba needed his goal. Could he get his goal? Paul Pogba in the 57th minute.
And there's the corner pulled back for Paul Pogba, who scores imperiously. As if brothers, those two. Fernandes and Pogba were born to be together. Fernandes issued the invitation. Paul Pogba, in his pomp, gobbled it up.
Well, something that I thought maybe Jack Grealish could cut out, because he's the closest one to it, but clearly worked on in the training ground. And I was beginning to think, well, he's too many touches.
Thanks for the lazy defending, Jack Grealish. Appreciate you. That was like the worst attempt at a block I think I've seen in a long, long time. But hey, Villa's going down. Pogba gets his goal, hugs Bruno Fernandes. Bruno gets the assist. Love these two linking up. All the fans on Twitter totally pumped. Those two, Pogba, Bruno. Pogba signed the deal.
Signed a ting. Brogba, what's not to like? They are pushing each other to the higher limits. They also enjoying it when one of the two of them scores. Great link up. We're scoring from set pieces, which is like first time in a while for that. So everything's hitting and never got a second gear. Good performance and good for Pogba to get his goal.
61st minute, Martial lightning off the crossbar. He should have scored this one. This was like thwack. I was like, oh, I remember it. Like, I've been so excited watching United lately. I'm like screaming, hooting, hollering again. Like, yes, Greenwood's goal. I was like,
yeah, that was fun.
Woo! I was getting fired up for that one. 66th minute, double sub. McTominay and B-dubs on for Aaron Wan-Bissaka and Nemanja Matic. Get the lads some rest. 71st.
Love that sub.
sub Fred for Bruno. Your boy Fred comes on. He actually looked good. Fred came on. He looked good.
He did. He looked good. And I thought the sub McTominay and Dubs was great because AWB needed some rest, as did Matic. So I think he's getting better with the subs as well.
Double sub in the 78th, James and Igalo for Greenwood and Martial. And that was pretty much all she wrote until the 92nd minute when Rashford had an excellent opportunity to get my fantasy points. fantasy team some points.
Not
where it was saved. I mean, good save. Rashford wasn't his day, but like you said, didn't get his goal, but played well. You know, that's what you want to see. Martial as well. Could have scored, hit the bar, laid it off to Mason Greenwood. You're seeing the front three. It's getting scary. And I think Greenwood, Martial, and Rashford have more goals than Salah, Firmino, and Mane combined all this season, which is insane if you think about it.
It is, because Rashford and Martial both on 20, and then Greenwood's now on 16. I think they were ahead before Greenwood scored today. So,
but I mean, that's like something where you were now you say, okay, what's separating us is probably defending.
Defense. Yeah, they got Van Dijk and...
They got a certain Dutch defender
who
could be worth like $150 million in the market and is not leaving anytime soon, which is quite unfortunate because we paid more for Harry Bada.
Harry, he's having a good
time. Although I'm a fan of Harry Maguire. He is the captain of Manchester. I'm not talking smack on Harry.
I think he needs a partner to bring out the best. I think like an infit buy or buy upgrade would bring out the best in Harry Maguire.
Yeah. Who's the center back... Who's the center back in England? Who does he play with on the English national team with? Is it Cahill?
Not anymore. Cahill got
out. No, Cahill's like old man. You know, he's totally done. But who's he playing with in Russia? He played very well in Russia. That's kind of when I like, because what he was able to do is like he heads the ball. A lot of clearances were coming in. He's like really solid.
He's good in the air.
But it seems to be where he gets done is on the one-on-one, you know, backing up like,
you know. If he gives him space, they can run, they can literally run around him because he's got that slow drop.
Well, step. The issue is that I've seen Van Dijk do it where it's like Liverpool just send everyone the kitchen sink up front. Yeah. So when you get caught out or there's a bad pass or like Pogba loses the ball, which is I think what caused that breakaway where we looked pretty suspect, is like you got to be like Van Dijk is a great, he could. With a fast attacker, him in space, he can neutralize it. And Harry Maguire just gets done. He just gets like blown by. And, you know, it's that's why Van Dijk's worth. He's the best defender in the world at the minute. Right?
Yeah, he is, unfortunately.
All right. Match reaction stats. United 65% of the ball. Villas 35%. Shots on target 5-1. Corners 5-3. Fouls 12-7. We absolutely kicked them all over the pitch. Did it with a smile. And Bruno Fernandes, no player in Premier League history has a better goals and assists return in their first 10 games than Bruno Fernandes.
Well, ridiculous.
Our Portuguese Magnifico, it's his team.
He's a legend.
It's really his. I mean, like, it's absolutely his team at the moment. And no player scored more Premier League goals from outside the box this season than Mason Greenwood.
That's insane. I mean,
that's he's got the boot.
Yeah, I mean, that boot. Right. That was his weak foot.
You know. I got no words for this.
Speechless.
I got no words. We've never seen a kid 18 do this.
No.
This looks like he could be the golden boot. He looks better than, you know.
Like he could be the top scorer in the league next year.
No, but like you look at Mohamed Salah. He's not a striker. I don't think we've seen someone like him in the EPL since RVP. And he's a young RVP because when RVP was like 30, he was doing it on the volley from anywhere in the box. And you could see Mason Greenwood doing that eventually. But, you know, the type of just ruthless finishing is like,
no, he's like
Lewandowski.
Rude.
He's like or RVP, like a ruthless finisher who will score anywhere in the box on either foot. And, you know,
has like Aguero pace. Yeah. It's like quick as shit.
Two-footed.
Good on the left. Good on the right. Can like hit bangers. Can hit low. I mean, he's like, I need to work on my headers. That's what he said I need to work on.
Yeah. It's... you love to see it. That's all I got to say. You love to see like those. We could be seeing a prolific front three for Manchester United.
We can't get his kit until he has a testimonial.
There's no need to buy any kits on this pod. Shout out to the Pog, cursed Pogba jersey I gave away.
Hey, it's working.
It didn't work. Manchester United are the first team in Premier League history to win four straight games with a margin of three goals or more. Surprised we didn't have this record before. Manchester United have had 13 penalties in the Premier League this season. No team has ever had more in a single season. Thank you very much, John Moss. And Manchester United are the first team to beat an opponent on every day of the week in the Premier League, with this match against Aston Villa making it the sixth fixture to be played on all 7 days of the week in the competition. So, yeah, not really worried about that record, not really worried about the penalty record, but I will tell you, Bruno getting the most goals and assists, that is insane.
Insane.
If you think about
ever.
The money we paid for him, and you think about Mason Greenwood. I mean, those are the key takeaways. Sir, what do we know? Let's check in with the manager via Skype, via virtual pressers, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Another win. What was the most satisfying part of tonight?
I thought second half we played really well, and of course, another clean sheet. Very happy with the way we've came out second half and done created chances, kept them away from our goal. So took us about 20-25 minutes to get going, and then we seemed to pick up the tempo.
Just a little awkward silence there.
Ole, Paul played very well again. So what did you make of his performance in general?
I think he's getting better and better, improving, which is natural because he's getting game time and more better fitness. He's getting fitter and fitter. So we're very pleased with the way he's coming on.
Hi, Ole. 100 goals now scored in all competitions this season. Do you feel like the fear factor has returned when teams are playing Man United? Because at the moment, you look like you're going to score 3 or 4 every time you go out there.
Well, I don't know about how teams feel when they want to play us. Of course, we scored 3 today. I think talking about goal difference, I think the defenders have done their job, created chances. I think we could have scored 3, 4, 5 more. So, of course, you're happy with the way we create chances. We need to be more clinical, though.
Can we score 5 more?
Yep, he's my manager. He's right. If you look over the last 3 games, we've missed at least 2 big chances that we haven't finished each game, and which is not normal for us. We've usually had a problem creating chances, but now with a fit and firing Bruno Fernandes and Paul Pogba and a worldie named Mason Greenwood, best Mason in the league, I'll tell you that, Mason Mount fans.
Oh my God, get
best
out of
Mason
here.
In the league Mason by a country Mount. Mile.
Mason Mount, 6 good. Goals. I think he has more appearances, only 6 goals. Mason Greenwood, I think he has a few less. It's on 16. And we weren't even hyping Mason Greenwood at the beginning of the season. Mason Mount, who are you? Sir, let's top 4 check-in. It's criminally closed here. We're just going to focus on Chelsea down. Chelsea, 60 points. Oh, my God. Let's take out the goal differential. They're plus 17. Leicester City, 59, plus 32. Manchester United, 58, plus 26. We're catching up to Leicester. But, again, I don't think we're going to be on a tie. I think we're going to need a win. And, obviously, Wolves at 52. Sheffield United, 51. Clearly, there's a lot going on here. How are you feeling about our odds for top 4? 1 point away from Leicester City. They seem to be falling fast.
They do, and they've got to play. We know who everyone's got to play. We've got to worry about ourselves. We've got to win out. We have 4 games in our hands. If we win the next 4 games, we're in the top 4. Simple as that. It's like we might not gazump Chelsea because Chelsea might win out, so we don't have to worry about them. We just have to win. We'll worry about them next season. Leicester, we got to play at the end of the season. That might be the decisive match. So it's going to be in our hands. We can't drop any points between now and then.
So Leicester play Bournemouth Sunday. Sheffield United, that is the one we need Sheffield United to step up, then Tottenham, then us. So,
oof. So they're going to drop points.
Yeah. So when you look at the rivals, we talked about Chelsea.
Even though Mourinho's melting down already. he's already going full troll mode.
Oh, yeah. Let's shout out to Mourinho who walked away from the virtual. Did you see that?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It's really... Let's just have a Mourinho segue for a second before we get in the top 4 odds. I mean, I liked Mourinho at United, but clearly where Mourinho's headed is down in the dumps. Mourinho, Like, why would you take the Tottenham job?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I think he lives in London, so that's kind of probably why he did, for personal reasons. But that team is playing so bad, and he's such a troll, and he's just saying, like, I can't say anything or I'll get fined. Basically, he's doing the Marshawn Lynch defense, and then he's just, like, trolling the press. It's just...
Already.
When it goes bad, it goes already. So bad.
It's and just it went like, bad quick. Like, super quick. Like, and I think it's because he thought he was going to have some money to spend. And then COVID happened. Now he's probably like, you got no money.
He has some like quote where it's like, you don't criticize like great people, or, you know, like basically like he's above criticism or something. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like watching Arsenal fan TV, watching Tottenham's post game. No one's ever watched Tottenham. I feel like with Mourinho, it's not about the game. It's about the press conferences.
The game or between halftime, right? Like the players are fighting with each other.
Yeah. It's like with Ole, I don't even need to watch the presser because there's nothing that's going to be material. But with Mourinho, it's like I feel like I watch the presser so often. It's just like just as important as the game because you'd be like, what is he going to say?
Yeah.
Don't miss that. Yeah. Looking at the odds here. So Chelsea are going to play Sheffield United, like we said. They do play Liverpool. They have some tougher opponents, so this is why it's stacking up the way it is. Chelsea minus 450, United minus 400, Leicester plus 100. So the bookmakers have it that we are going to do it. I mean, if you look at the last four games left to play, clearly we are in the pole position as far as difficulty of opposition.
I know you locked it up at plus 175 like I did.
I did not lock it up.
Oh, you had to. Had to.
After we melted down last season, I couldn't. I didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. I have too much in it already where I don't even need to put money on.
No, it's true. We're already invested. We're more, you know, beyond the money.
I should be betting Leicester.
That's true.
To hedge. Wolves are out of it. So it's just literally Chelsea, United, and Leicester. They can do it, but they're plus 6,600. I mean, you're getting quite the return there. So the way the odds maker have it, we are in. We just need Chelsea drop points. We need Leicester drop points. I'd love to see the odds for third. We're pretty even with Chelsea. What do you think? Can we do third?
I think we can win out. Can Chelsea win out? I don't think so. Like, we need Sheffield to step up, and they're playing Wolves. You know, Wolves haven't looked as good.
Chelsea can win out. The thing
they can.
That's the thing. It's like if Klopp trolls us, which is he should be playing kids by the second to last game. I don't know why he's not playing kids now.
Because I think they want the record. I think they want to win the most points ever, and they want to roll and kind of they have nothing else to play for. So it's like, why not play these guys?
Yeah, I mean,
they got lots of subs. They can sub them in anyway, but they want to just beat up teams so they can have look all the points we got.
Cool. Yeah, but like cool. Roy Keane says, when you get your winner's medal, you don't turn it over and it doesn't tell you how many points are on the back.
It's true.
It doesn't. So
you were with the
it
next
doesn't
one.
Matter. Yeah, it's I have no idea why they're not playing kids already. So they play a full starting 11 against Chelsea. They beat them. They'd do us a favor. I mean, that could get us top four. So I think it's a coin flip. I'm feeling good about it now, but again, there's a poor Villa side, and we have a next match.
We always have a next match.
That's right. Manchester United versus Southampton, sir. Old Trafford, July 13th at 12 p.m. Pacific. That's on a Monday. Missing the weekend games. Missing a lot of workday games here.
I was like...
I like the Saturdays. The
I do. Sundays, I was like, no football this week. No United this weekend, honey. And she's like, oh, there's no games this week. I was like, no, there's plenty of games. There's plenty of games.
Yeah, they all have top four implications.
They do. We're going to watch all of them. Okay. Leicester and Chelsea are very important games to watch now.
No, I literally turned them on.
Oh, yeah.
It's so nice to have sports back as well. I mean, the fact that American sports haven't even come close to getting back. I think NBA is end of the month and baseball as well. But, I mean,
the fact that
we have EPL is so great.
Have you heard about the accommodations at Disney Camp?
It's the food?
It's apparently like Fire Festival 2.0.
Yeah. It's like when I look at the EPL going on, credit to them for getting it back sooner than anything and doing it on the scale they have. And there haven't been any... You don't watch these games. You're not worrying about outbreaks. You're not worrying about nothing. It's just like football at its best. It's great. It's like exactly what we need right now. And as a United fan, I couldn't be happier, especially just watching us just dispatch teams. Just like absolutely just like taking to the shed. Sir, Southampton, let's get into it. We played 41 times, 26 wins, 8 draws, 7 defeats. We drew them away 1-1 to start the season. Looking for revenge. We've only won 2 of our last 5 against the Saints. 3 draws. And for those who aren't familiar with Southampton Football Club, it's based in Southampton, Hampshire, England, sir.
South Coast.
Who could have guessed it was based in Southampton? Their home ground since 2001 has been the St. Mary's Stadium, prior to which they were based at the Dell, you know, the Dell computer. no, just kidding. The club has been nicknamed the Saints since its inception in 1885 due to its history as a church football team. Founded as St. Mary's Church of England Young Men's Association, say that fast. They play in red and white stripes. They have a long-standing rivalry with Portsmouth due in part to their geographic proximity in both cities' respective maritime histories, sir. Match between the two clubs are known as a South Coast Derby. Fiery South Coast Derby. Southampton, we bought a few players from them. You know, one of them didn't go too well. You know, there's been Schneiderlin.
We got Luke Shaw.
I know, but Schneiderlin.
Schneiderlin was not Schneiderlin. Good. He was not a good one. But Luke Shaw has been, playing great. He's been Pochettino, playing great since he started.
Pochettino famously came to England, coached there, then went to Spurs. So, look, Southampton, you know.
They looked all right in the restart. They've been playing pretty well. Danny Ings has been scoring goals. So we can't come out flat because they're going to try and come out, hit us in the jaw, get an early goal, and hope they can sit back. I'm not as worried about giving up an early goal. I do think this team's got early goals to give up. Us, that is, because we still look a little nervy in the back, given how much we're fitting fire in the front.
So, yeah, Danny Ings is the talisman. He's been doing very well to the point where Southampton beat Manchester City. They drew Everton. They beat Watford. They did lose to Arsenal. They slapped Norwich 3-0. They did lose to Newcastle. So, you know, they do have a tendency to show up, and Danny Ings has been in form. So, you know, this one might be – it is at home, though, and I do think we've been playing well at home. So it's just one of those where I guess I'm always just nervous about just bottling it. So, you know, it's like how many do we need to win in a row before I give it up? Where it's like, this is the one. We're going to lose it. I think every game I've been feeling that way. Physio room, Twan Zabe, Phil Jones, those are only two injuries. Given all the history of Southampton, South Coast Derby, what do you got for your lineup?
Thing is, when we have a dead set lineup, it's hard to do this part of the pod, but I'm going with...
Not really. Well, just say it.
De Gea. AWB. I'm doing bye instead of Lindelof. Give Lindelof a hook for a game. Maguire at the back and Luke Shaw playing so well. Matic, Pogba, Bruno, Martial, Rashford, Mason Greenwood.
All right, I'm going to...
A chosen one.
I'm going to unchanged again. I think Ole's just got to just keep doing the same thing. Dave says Wan-Bissaka, Lindelof, Maguire, Shaw, Matic, Pogba, Bruno, Rashford, Martial, Greenwood. There's really not much you can do at the back there. Baye with that penalty, and then after that, he came on, he looked pretty shaky. I mean, there's not, obviously Phil Jones is injured. Not a lot of options. So, you know, I think in the summer, I think we need a defender. I think, Ole was chomping it with Ake. He downplayed in the press, but Bournemouth goes down. That's a player they're going to need to sell. Apparently, I think they need money as well, so they could be looking to sell a few players cheap.
I mean, I think they're going to be center backs to be had of the teams going down, and Ake could be one of them because he makes up for a lot of the areas that Maguire isn't good at, right? He's got the speed that left we need, foot. And he's got a nice left foot. So I'd be all about Ake. I think center back, I'm telling you, it wasn't a priority. He's a priority. You could tell. He's like, Ole's even like, he did say, I've got seven center backs. Why don't I need a center back? But we're going to be selling center backs this summer. We're going to sell Smalling. We're going to sell Rojo. We're going to sell Jones, most likely.
Well, I'm a big Twan Zabe guy.
He's been injured,
but it's like, I rate Twan Zabe. So we shall see next season. I think center backs should get sorted. We need it to be thinking long term. But let's get into booking. The bookie, Southampton plus 1,000, so you get 10x your money you bet on Southampton to win. Draw plus 450, United to win minus 350, not touching those. To score, Martial, Rashford plus 350, Ighalo, Greenwood, and Bruno plus 400, Pogba plus 1,000. Pogba to score first, you get 10 times your money. And that Fred, you get 25 times your money, plus 2,500 for Fred to score first.
El Pastor, the watch.
El Pastor, he ain't starting.
He ain't scoring.
But he did play well.
He almost scored. He had
It's almost a shame we're playing so well where you don't even get to see any of these players on the bench, really. Like, McTominay played so well. You remember we beat City. Into the restart, McTominay was playing lights out, and now we feel like we don't see him. We can't get into the team. You know, and not a lot of rotation, and I think it has to be that way. The real question is, do you rotate with that Chelsea fixture? Do you play?
I think you got to rest Matic and you put McTominay in behind Pogba and Bruno based on the way they're playing. Because McTominay, I think he can do the job. Matic, to be fair, probably had his weakest game today since the restart. I think the minutes are starting to show a little bit. He gave the ball away. He got caught out a couple times. So I think it's like, I think McTominay would be ready to step up. I didn't call it in the lineup, but if he did play McTominay behind Pogba and Bruno, that might not be a bad thing.
The thing is, it really depends where everyone else is at. And Leicester City and Chelsea don't play those tough fixtures until after we play Chelsea in the FA Cup. So you'd like us to play and maybe see kind of where top four stands, then decide who you're going to rotate for that fixture. But, you know, Liverpool and Wolves come after that.
So today was Thursday. We got a Monday game. We got a Thursday game. And then Sunday semifinal. So what?
Friday, gotta Saturday. Win.
So 2 day rest. I mean, I think that Thursday, you gotta rest a couple players. You gotta be able to bash them early. Football's coming thick and fast.
I mean, I lots to play for, sir. We got it. United in the news. We got the latest news from Manchester United here on the American Rebels podcast. Oh, wait.
Score prediction.
There you go. Score prediction, sir. I pulled the trigger a little too early. You know, we're out of practice here. What do you got for the score prediction?
3-0. 3-0. Back in the menu. 3-0.
I'm going to... 3-0? Okay. 2-1. I'm going to say this is going to be a close game. Danny Ings gets a goal. Could be 3-2. I'm going to say 2-1, though. It's going to be nervy. I we're due for a nervy match. We still win, and we still get 3 points on the top four. Sir, United in the news. I'll spare you the music. We all saw it. Chitter chatter on Twitter. Pogba edging closer to new deal. Fabrizio Romano confirms United open talks with Raiola over Pogba contract extension. It is tier one. I don't know how much you have to do to open talks.
Not much.
That would be a, hey, how you doing?
Like a text.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we want to talk about Pogba.
Hey, we want to talk about a new deal. Clearly, Paul B.
They're open.
They're open to it.
It's better than being closed.
I'm going to think he's going to want an offensive amount of money to stay at Manchester United. He already gets paid an eye-watering wage, and then paying him more money. Does it do anything? Is it? So I tweeted this out. I said, should Paul Pogba renew his deal? I think it was 90% or 88% the poll, whether or not we should give Pogba a new deal. A bumper deal is what I said. And everyone agrees, yes, Pogba deserves a bumper deal. What do you think?
Absolutely. If he wants to commit his long-term future to Manchester United, I'm all about it. He's playing some of the best football he has, not only at United, but in his career. He looks lights out. He's running back playing defense. He's spraying the ball. He's like pulling the strings along Bruno. And they're feeding off each other. So I want him to commit his long-term future. It's so much harder to go replace Paul Pogba. If we sell Paul Pogba, he's a big player to replace.
We can't sell Paul Pogba. Do we let his deal run down?
No, we get him on a bumper deal ASAP because we want him around. He's valuable to the club. He's playing great football with Bruno. And we start winning
this
stuff.
This is like look, 82.1% of people voted pay the man. 17.9 say Pog no. Pog pay the man was what I said. Now, I think Paul Pogba is a great player, but as I've been watching United play more recently, he's done a great job in the middle of the park, but you know, it's these big contracts, man. How much more do we need to pay him? Right. It's like if he paid him the same amount and just extended it like 3 years, I'm down for that. But it's like give him a raise to what, $500,000 a week?
He's not 200, right?
I thought it's more than that. Pogba, I can look up his wages, you know.
I don't want to put you on the spot, sir. But I thought it was at 200. I think Rashford just got on 300, right? He's on 30 million. You give him that kind of deal. I mean, I don't think.
So your wages are a little. I've got a 290,000 per week. Yeah, I thought it's 300,000 a week.
That bump of the 400.
That's an insane amount of money. 400.
Paul Pogba. He's one of the best players in the league. He's one of the most remarkable players in the world. It's like he's worth it. He is worth it.
McTominay's making like 40.
I know, but whatever.
You know. Okay, so here you go. De Gea 375.
If you could pay De Gea 375, you could pay Pogba 375.
So you're talking he's on 290 now, and you can bump.
So he's second?
Yeah, Paul Pogba was number one until De Gea. So yeah, you can bump him. You would probably have to bump him to 375. And if you think about that, I would say it's probably worth it. You need 5 years, though. You need a five-year deal.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but
he'll only do four. He won't do five.
But, you know, I just have a little bad taste in my mouth how earlier in the season went, and if does paying him money really matter? Does that really motivate him? I actually don't think it's about the money. I think it's about how good the team is for him.
Yeah.
And it seems to me he's enjoying his football. He likes the team and we're playing really well. And I think, you know, that is why he wants to stay. If he does, it'd be about the team. So, yeah. And if he's on board on the team, then great, pay him, you know? And so clearly there's a lot behind the scenes. He still has the greatest troll agent of all time. And that, I just don't like that, right? No. You know, because next summer it's going to be, you know what's going to happen. We're going to sign him, and then it's going to be the same thing every summer, Paul Pogba. Because right now, he's not talking about leaving. Riola's not talking about leaving because of COVID, right. Not because...
Right. Yeah. But he's like Ronaldo, right? It's like worth it. It's worth having all the chatter in the summer if he's willing to go out there and play lights out. Now, yeah, Ronaldo right. was consistently right. lights right. out, and now we're getting Paul Pogba back in the game. So I think winning's infectious. We win some silverware this year. We kick on. We go for a title next year. We bring in some talent. I think they have to show that they're continuing to reinvest in the team. Give him a big deal. Bring in Sancho. Well, bring in Kabali, and let's go for 21.
Well, the only point is I want Pogba to want to play for United, right? I don't want it to be about the money. And the more I see him, the more I actually realize it isn't about the money and what this contract would do for United. So if you look at the wages, we can afford those wages. It's not that big of a bump for the Glazers, and it's not my money. I really don't care. But if you sign him for a 4 or 5 year deal, you can sell him in 2 years for a big money price. And so that's what it does. It locks him up for, like, say, the next couple of years, and you can sell him for a big ticket as well. So the club would benefit in multiple ways, where he'd probably be moved on before the end of the deal, unless, you know, we go on for, you know, 22, 23, yeah. 24
times. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Next bit of news, Sancho watch for Fabrizio Romano on Twitter. You know, he's tier one. Sancho's contract has never been a problem. It will not be a problem. Clearly that is the case. It's only how much Dortmund want. He'd like to join Manchester United, as I said many times, but United must find an agreement with Borussia Dortmund. Like, we didn't know that already. Let's see the latest on the valuation. Dortmund have come down from £125 million to £87 million. So Dortmund want to sell. Sancho wants to leave. Again, we'll be hearing about this haggling match all the way through the end of October.
Yeah, but I think this has been kind of now set in stone, not set in stone, but laid out marker as kind of the low water mark. It's like £87 million. We're not going to take less than Pogba. Like, that's the fee we want. If it's installments, they'll figure it out. But I think we get a deal done, £87 million. They're not going to get all up front, which is okay. But he's worth it. And he wants to come. I think he's going to start making noise. And he might even get motivated to do so by, you know, it's good play.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it comes down to, I think when people watch Mason Greenwood, we're like, yeah, we want to have Sancho. But at the same time, I mean, like, we need a Sancho. Like, James is not the guy to come in and sub on the right wing right at the moment, right? He's more of a squad player, more of that, you know, EFL Cup type of player at the moment. I still rate Dan James. He's a situational player on the right wing. But Sancho, you can't pass up on that opportunity. And he wants to come to United. So he comes in, I mean, you're really starting to see a dangerous team. But like we said, center back is going to be the priority. Talking about center backs at Manchester United. Next bit of news, per the Metro, Manchester United received £13.5 million bid for Chris Smalling from Roma. Is that enough for Chris Smalling? Chris, the milkman Smalling?
You know, I think based on his form, I know it's a depressed market, but I would say 18, 20. You should be able to get $20 million for Chris Smalling. He's playing pretty well. I know he's probably up there at this point. He's probably 30. But if we can get close to 18, 20 million, that'd be a good deal.
Sir, we paid £6 million for Gallo on a six-month contract. So load. Just remember that. That bit of business there. Chris Smalling, $15 million, call it a day. See you on your way. And other news here, selling center backs, or selling a lot of them. Could you sell Chris Smalling and Phil Jones, who's been linked to West Ham, as well as Jesse Lingard, and then maybe get an Ake, get a younger prospect coming up? This is per the Daily Mail. West Ham want to sign Phil Jones, Jesse Lingard. Absolutely. You can have him. How much do you sell Phil Jones, Jesse Lingard for? How many meat pies?
20 million. Yeah, 25, dude, maybe.
25 pies, yeah, and a side of chips, sir. You call it a day.
The new West Ham kit.
All right. Fan questions. Appreciate all the banter on Twitter. Thank you so much. Try to read as many as we can. At Dave Paws here, quote, 3-0, never got out of first gear, plenty in the tank for the next game. Great analysis from Dave.
Made the subs early, got Matic off, got AWB off. And he's getting the right rotation. He's moving players in and out. I think he's getting that squad rotation down so far.
At number one underscore MUFC fan on Twitter, quote, might need to get an Ole tattoo if he keeps up this run. Hashtag Ole's at the wheel. First tattoo tweet. I mean, you got to shout it out. That better be a bad Ole tattoo. You know, it better be a bad one.
We better win something. Get our Europa League after we get a Europa League FA Cup double.
Yeah, definitely win the league first.
Yeah, I would wait.
At Lou underscore Dave 77, quote, Grealish looked like trash. Villa can keep him. What do you make of that? That's Slayton Grealish. Didn't look good.
Wasn't his best game.
No.
Cavs are huge, but it wasn't his best game.
You're a fan of the Cavs.
A big fan of the Cavs. Short shorts. He couldn't have shorter shorts. Couldn't have bigger calves. Did not look great. Looked much better than reverse fixture earlier in the season when he scored that banger. You know, didn't block the puck goal. Probably could have got there. I don't think he's coming to United, bro. He was basically who we were going to do a low-rent version of Pogba. But Pogba's staying.
Yeah.
We had no money for Grealish. See you later. Enjoy the club.
At Janru underscore T, quote, is Matic slipping? Can we keep it? It seems to be he's losing momentum a little bit. What do you make of this? You said it, Matic didn't have a good game, but it's only one game, right?
He didn't have a bad game, but he was lights out in every other game since the restart. Wasn't his best, gave the ball away a couple times. I think Scotty McSauce, I think if you have Pogba, Bruno, Greenwood, Martial, Rashford in front, McTominay can do a decent job playing that role, the cleanup. It's not necessarily his natural position, but he can do a job, and he would be the heir apparent, right, playing behind those two players.
At you boasted on Twitter, quote, impressive run, rolling bad teams, game after game is such a positive sign. Starting 11 look unbeatable. Concerned about squad depth, though. We don't look threatening after the subs. Greenwood, man of the match. Cheers from Ulrich. I think that's a spot on analysis there, huh? Greenwood, man of the match.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been creating as many chances, but we've still been creating some chances after they come out.
No, subs look poor.
They don't look as good, but we're taking off Bruno and Pogba. It's like big players that are a big influence. You know, Rashford had a chance at the end. Gallas had some chances. I'm not concerned.
I mean, this is the best football we've played since Sir Alex Ferguson.
13.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. Like, when you look at... You know, it's a matter of if, not, you know, it's a matter of when, not if we're going to score. It's just unbelievable. And how comfortable everyone is getting forward and not even like you see AWB, Luke Shaw, credits those as well. I mean, Luke Shaw getting to the byline, great passes, AWB as well. Really stepped up our game on all fronts. At Malakuti underscore 3-0, very solid, especially when it could have been 6+, very easily. Sluggish start, but once we got into it, Villa wasn't touching us. Got to start strong these last four games to get top four. Four games. Unbelievable. And at Burkett Mets, how many points from the remaining four for United in the Sir's opinions? Question mark.
It's got to be 12.
How many points?
It's got to be 12. And you got to win out.
What do you
think? We got, what, Southampton? And then that Thursday... Do we have? I think we have Palace.
Okay, it goes here. Southampton, Crystal Palace, West Ham, and Leicester City.
I mean, we got to be able to win out. See, those games are all winnable.
Crystal Palace beat us. You know, it's just Roy Hodgson and Zaha coming back to get us.
West Ham, I mean, we have revenge. It's a lot of revenge from earlier in the season.
West Ham look good. They got David Moyes. Tactical genius. Oh, and then we got Europa League. I mean,
busy summer.
It looks like August 5th that's coming out. August. Woo!
So FA Cup final is August 1st. Wow. And then I think it like goes right from there. We got second leg of last, which, hey, the second leg of last, we'll get the boys some minutes. Dan James will get some minutes. Fred will get some minutes.
I'll tell you what. Been waiting for that one. Been waiting for the second leg of last. Oh, it's been a hell of a podcast. If you couldn't tell, we're here doing it late on Thursday night in the bunker. You know why? Because the pod never sleeps. We're here to bring you fan opinions for fans, by fans. That's what we're all about, giving you the hot banter from the podcast bunker on the side of the couch, sir. Nothing like watching these games. I wish we could have a weekend game, though. You know, until Chelsea FA Cup, that's going to be Sunday. It'll be a special one.
Make us wait for it. I agree. I was looking forward to watching United play. But there's a lot of big games both days, right? Leicester's a big game. Chelsea's a big game.
You know why the times are off on my phone? Is because I got the London VPN for looking up William Hill.
There you go.
That's why I said all these. I was like, Chelsea match tomorrow. Sunday at 6 p.m. I was like, is it 6 p.m.? Like, whether playing at 3 in the morning? So, yeah, I have to do the London VPN to get the betting odds. So, yeah, that's why all my fixture times are off. But, you know, that's just part of the game. That's part of the pod game.
Part of the game. We're doing shout outs about the pod. American Red Devils, we have the best fans in the world. We appreciate you guys. The reviews on iTunes have been terrific. Banter has been top notch. Yeah. Excellent. Keep them coming. We appreciate it. We're still doing the sticker giveaway. If you send us a photo of the review, your address, email it to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com. We will send you two stickers, a bad sticker, Glazer out sticker. Get them in. We appreciate the reviews. We need the reviews. And we appreciate you
and
fans.
Great banter. I would say the best part about the American Red Devils community on Twitter, at least where I spend most of my time, there's not any negativity in it. It's there's such a great crew of fans, the ups and the downs. We never tear each other apart. It's just like, it's a great community. We appreciate you guys for listening, supporting. And we got the blog. If you want to contribute, email us AmericanRedDevils.com. We've had some new fan contributors there as well. Also trying to get as many pods out as possible, sir. After every match, we've been doing it during Project Restart. We've come a long way since rewatching the classic matches. That's just tough. Now we're watching and United playing so well. It's just, you love to see it, sir. We have had a hell of a lot of downloads last week. Record downloads. You want to give us our top cities last 7 days here?
Absolutely. Number one, how you doing? How you doing? Bossier City, Louisiana. Number two, Chicago, Illinois. Number three, Auburn Hills, Michigan. And number four, Los Angeles, California. Sir, keep us going.
Number five, the Shire, Oslo, Norway. Shout out, New Milford, Connecticut. From the Cut, Yangon, Myanmar. Shout out to Myanmar. First time on the board. Sir, finish them off.
Number eight, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Number nine, Long Beach, New York. And number 10, Sunnyvale, California. Also 11, shout out to Adderdale, Australia.
Adelaide. And then Hoboken, New Jersey. Getting New Jersey on the board. Hoboken.
And Bangkok and Jersey City.
Jersey.
Appreciate all the downloads. Jersey. Appreciate all the listens. Future is bright. Greatest of English football. We've won it all. We have a point to prove.
He's doing his thing. Man United are back.
We are back.
We need to win some silverware. We need to win some silverware, but signs are very
promising. Sir, we have an epic bet on stakes with our Chelsea friend on the text thread who's going to finish above the other club in the table. So I'm feeling confident. When I watch Manchester United, it's like feeling confident, feeling fine.
Come on, Blades. Come on, Blades. We need Leicester. We need Chelsea dropping points so we can finish in third. Let's win out.
Sir, was it 16 unbeaten at this time?
17?
17 unbeaten. The hoodie's unbeaten. How good does it feel?
Always at the wheel. Everybody knows.